You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another awesome day here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings now on this study. Speak to all of us, I pray, through your word here this morning. Minister to all of us. Help us, equip us, empower us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We are in 1 Timothy today. Prior to getting started, some quick information on this ministry. You can follow along on Facebook with many of these programs from WGOD, and that is at WGOD Radio if you're a Facebook kind of person. If not, I understand. If you're on the internet, WGODRadio.com is our website. Those are two of the best ways to hear these programs. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I think it's under the name of Gospel Study with Paul Esposito, the old name of this program. So there's a variety of ways to hear this program. Of course, listen in right here on this radio station here at WMIE 7 in the morning and 8:45 at night, WWBC 11:45 in the morning. It's on demand at WMIEFM.com. Variety of ways of hearing these. With the Sunday sermons, you can come out to church if you're local here in the area. And if you're searching for a church home, and if you're sick and tired that your preacher doesn't preach the Bible and never opens the Bible, if that's you, why don't you come out and visit? You know exactly what to expect because you tune into this program. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Sunday mornings at 10:30, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. We're in Romans on Wednesday night. We bring out the blackboard, question and answers, and we'll get into it real deep. Sunday morning, Gospel of Matthew. Here today, we're in between programs, which means we're in 1 Timothy. We're gonna look at something today, which for me was one of the most misunderstood texts in my life until the Lord showed me and helped me understand the meaning of this. And we're going to get to that here coming up in a minute. But let's pick it up here now. Let's pick it up in 1 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 16, with my New King James Bible here today. It says, without controversy, meaning there's no argument over it. Without controversy means this is not even up for discussion is what he means by this. This is one of my points in the doctrine of Christ. When John says, if you do not abide, whoever transgresses and doesn't abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Well, what is it? This is one of them. That is that the Messiah took on a body. Maybe you say, oh, what's the big deal with that? Well, John wrote, if you don't believe that you've been infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Where is that? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. He who denies that the Messiah has come in the flesh, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is already in the world. But here, he says, without controversy, this is not even up for discussion for all those that deny Jesus Christ, or for all those, like a lot of Jewish folk deny, yeah, well, the Messiah hasn't come yet. We're waiting for him. And, oh, you've missed it, friend. You've missed it. And if you deny that the Son of God, if you deny that the Messiah has come in the flesh, you're in big trouble. You've been infected with the spirit of Antichrist, which is in this world. This is why the Apostle Paul says, without controversy, there's no controversy here. I pray you'd have faith and receive this. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, colon. Now, some people say, oh, this is an ancient Christian song. Oh, yeah? I don't know about that. I don't read anywhere in my Bible that this is a song or this is some ancient song. Those that change the words on it say it's an ancient song. Because a lot of Bible translations don't have the first word. The first word in here is, you know what it is? God. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Now, you got to have a King James or a New King James or my Bible translation to read that. All the others don't have it anymore. All the others have taken the word God out, or their Greek manuscripts don't have it. It has, he was manifest in the flesh. But the original and 80 or 90% of all Greek manuscripts, matter of fact, it's over 90%, all read the word theos, God, without controversy. This is not even up for an argument, friend. Without controversy, great is the mystery. Remember, a mystery, something unknown up to this point. It's something that takes revelation from the Spirit of the living God for you to understand. This is unknown and can't be known without divine revelation from God for you to understand it. Now here it's coming. It's coming from the Spirit of God to the Apostle Paul. Remember, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. His buddy Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1. Great is the mystery of godliness, colon. God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. I love that text. Again, that's 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifest in the flesh. Now, chapter 4, under the heading of the great apostasy. The most important thing to understanding most, if not all, texts in the Bible is context. Now, remember the context of what we've looked at here. Remember, this is a pastoral letter. 1 Timothy is not a letter of prophecy. It's not apocalyptic literature. It's a letter from one pastor to the next. Now, remember, this letter has been from pastor to pastor. How to do it right. How to choose a pastor. How to choose an associate pastor. How to choose a bishop. Remember, that's the context. Pastor to pastor. Now we get to chapter 4, verse 1. So other than that praise right there of the great mystery, we go from chapter 3, how to pick a pastor. We go to the rest of chapter 3, how to pick a deacon. Now, chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. And this has always bewildered me before I got the understanding. What in the world, what in blazes does the devil care about going around abstaining from food and teaching to abstain from food? That's not what he's going to do. Who is it today that either, number one, forbids you to marry, or number two, teaches you to abstain from certain foods. Who does that today? Who does that? You see, this was the great eye-opening understanding for me, is the context of this is how to choose a pastor and a deacon. Paul has not changed subjects. That's the key to understanding this. It's the same subject, how to choose a pastor, how to choose a deacon, because the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Let me ask the question, some of what? Answer, pastors. Pastors. Preachers. Deacons. Leaders of the church. Leaders of the church is who he's talking about. In context, he's talking about leaders of the church. How do you choose a pastor? How do you choose a deacon? Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some are going to depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Meaning, these people that teach these things. Now, one group is the Catholic Church that teaches you to abstain from marrying. What in blazes? What does the devil care about marrying or a false prophet? You see, this is not a prophetic text of end times. This is a prophetic text of what's going to happen to pastors and ministers and servants of the Lord in ministry at that time. Not a prophetic look at throwing it in with the book of Revelation and First and Second Thessalonians, like I have done for 20 years. And then I got the understanding it is, no, it's not what he's talking about. It's a prophetic look at what's going to happen to pastors and leaders of the church. The Spirit explicitly says, think about that word explicit. You know, like someone got caught with explicit photos or explicit voicemail. You know, that means there's no mistaking it. It's exact, explicit, it's evident. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some, that's pastors, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to, meaning they're going to be deceived by deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, meaning they're guilty of what they tell you to do, what they say don't do, they're behind the scenes doing it. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Whoever these people are, once they've fallen away from the faith, they're gonna forbid to marry, and they're gonna command to abstain from foods. Do you know any groups today? Do you know any spiritual leaders, any so-called pastors that teach you today not to eat a certain type of food? I won't answer that. That'll be a food for thought heading into the weekend. But that is what the Apostle Paul is talking about. This is not a letter of prophecy. This is a letter from one pastor to the other that the time is going to come when pastors, this is why you got to be careful. This is why the list of how to choose a pastor and a deacon, because the time is coming when many of them are going to fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. They're going to forbid that you marry, and they're going to forbid you to eat certain types of food.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook